documenting the genetic basis of glyphosate resistance in the weed hairy fleabane in Central Valley agriculture. Researching this is Priyanka Chowdhury, a student at the California State University, Fresno.
So Priyanka, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you, Patrick. It's very nice to be here.
Well, Priyanka, many weeds have become resistant to glyphosate. Tell us more about your research.
First, I would like to introduce my project partner. Her name is Diana Camriana, who helped me with the greenhouse work. And my project supervisor is Dr. Catherine Wasilkow. She is a biology professor at Fresno State University.
So Priyanka, what's the goal of this research? It looks very important to the industry.
Yeah, so the primary goal of my study is to characterize the expression of some candidate genes for herbicide resistant in agricultural weed, that is hairy fleabane, which is a main problematic weed in the Central Valley of California. Uh-huh. And the starting point of my study is based on the previous research, which is done on the sister species of the same weed, that's horseweed. And during their studies, they found that there are some ABC transporter genes, that's M10, M11, and EPS genes, which are responsible for causing the horseweed to become resistant to herbicides, specifically glyphosate. Now, what they found that when the herbicide is spread to these weeds, what happens, the toxicity of the herbicide, rather than going to the EPS-PS pathway, which is the main sycamate pathway, it is taken to the vacuole by this ABC transporter gene. So they are not able to hinder the EPS-PS pathway, and hence the weeds survive. So this is how our study took place. So now we are finding this, whether the same genes are upregulated in the agricultural weed hairy fleabane or something else is going on with these weeds, as both are sister species. So we think that the genetic bases are somewhere correlated, or they are somewhere related to each other. Now, only the problem with my project, or the main difficulty with my project, was that no molecular work is done with the hairy fleabane, and this is the first time we were going to try what's going on with these weeds. Is it similar or something else, or we have to do something extra with this fleabane? Now, also the one more difficulty was that we didn't have any genetic information for my research for this hairy fleabane. So the sequence and the primers used for this study were took from the previous research paper, which was done on horseweed. That's the whole primary goal and the objective on the hypothesis of my project.
So Priyanka, you gotta lean on that horseweed research, right?
Yes, we are relying on the horseweed right now, because this is the first time someone has touched the molecular work of hairy fleabane.
Wow, so we need to get a little closer. We need to get down to the nitty-gritty of hairy fleabane. And what's the mechanisms for resistance for glyphosate, huh?
So right now, actually, researchers have found two site mechanisms. One is a target site and other is a non-target site. But with the horseweed and hairy fleabane, we thought that it is due to the non-target site resistance, where what happens when the herbicide is sprayed on the glyphosate, there is a reduced translocation. So the herbicide is not able to reach to the pathway, and also there is a vacuole sequestration going on with this weed. So the toxicity is taken to the vacuole and it is thrown out somehow. So it is not able to reach the EPS-PS pathway. That's a non-target site resistance, and that's what we think the mechanism is going on, causing these weeds to become resistant to herbicide.
So what's the future? What do we need to do next?
So for future, what we need to do is, I have done the qPCR results, and we found that these genes which we are right now looking for are upregulated in all the valley population, regardless of the sensitivity and resistance. So what we think, there is not a simple relationship between the glyphosate resistance and the upregulation of these genes in hairy fleabane. And these weeds have evolved multiple times independently in the Central Valley. So something else is going on with this hairy fleabane. It is not related with horseweed, and it has some different genetic bases. Mm-hmm. It's not similar to the horseweed. So now for the future work, what we are going to do, we use the highest rate of glyphosate which we used for spraying was 2x.
So again, that's 2x the label rate.
Now we are going to increase the glyphosate rate up to 8x.
Again, that's 8x.
And not only glyphosate, but we are going to try multiple herbicides with our research now.
So Priyanka, you're going to be using some RNA sequencing soon as well in this research.
So what happens in RNA sequencing, we'll be able to find other genes which are present in this hairy flea bait. And the second round of qPCR is also important after doing RNA sequencing, so that we can find that whether those genes, what level they are upregulated and what level they are downregulated. And that way we'll be able to find the different genes which are responsible for these weeds to become resistant to herbicides. So right now the study is going on, and I will just like to say that there is no evolution without co-evolution. Evolution is going on, and our genetic study is also going on ahead.
So Priyanka, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you, Patrick. It was nice meeting you, and it was nice talking to you, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to explain my project with you.